Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our call for Q3 report. I would, in the introduction, give a brief overview of the general situation, maybe some of the work we have an insight on some of the work we have done in the recent months and the implications for the future. And then Peter Heydeneck will start, as usual, to dig into the financials. It has been quite challenging time, the recent months, pre-corona in the automotive industry, already topped by the coronavirus starting in March 2020. We have had a severe impact in sales, obviously, and especially after March, in the summer, we had a significant challenge for production scheduling to follow the very fluctuating demands, quite dropping demands, always to schedule the labor to the lower and lower production volume. We have, in that time, had a very heavy focus on cash flow, which we were quite successful, I would say, nevertheless, the circumstances. And September now was the first month where we kind of see some normalization in the call-offs, which was promising, still at low level, let's say 10%-15% lower than the expectation was before, but still it's coming back. And so far, we see no impact on the business, on the demands from our customers, arising out of the current lockdown activities. But still, we need to keep watching what comes up, but we cannot predict it. So far, it's a point where the business was recovering, is recovering, and so I wanted to use the opportunity today to give you a brief insight. The market is still challenging, but it is still exciting. On the one hand, we have still to fight the corona downturn. We have still the shift to e-mobility, which is affecting at least a share of our business. We are, as you might know, 20%-25% in the powertrain. So at least in this, we have a direct effect. The rest is quite independent from that. But the corona downturn is still giving some challenges. On the other hand, we see that we have a significantly high demand on new projects or products arising out of the change in the mobility. It's still the trend for weight saving, it's CO2 reduction. We have new demands for the products like fire resistance for the battery cars. Sustainability is an issue where we see, aside from the short-term effects, a big change for us as a plastic provider to use our USP with the very wide technology portfolio. So it is a challenge to balance these two targets. On the one hand, reacting on the cost side quite quickly to reduce the costs to the low demand, and on the other hand, to keep the perspective, to have the resources, to have the structure, to use the possibilities coming out of these new demands for projects which generate sales in midterm only. So this is what we are fighting for, to meet this balance. Coming to cost reduction, already in the start of 2019, not 2020, so 2019 already, we started to adapt our capacities by shutting down two plants in high-cost countries in Germany, reducing our capacity to lowering demands. In 2020, in March, it pushed us to be quicker in adoption of capacities, and we can say that by end of 2020, we will have reduced six plants overall, significantly cutting our cost structure therefore. So even though this is not the most, let's say, funny work to do, we see it that we were very, very quick in reacting, and from March to end of 2020, shutting down four plants in a high-cost country as Germany, with all the labor unions and so on included, is quite some success that we can see. With this measure, we have reduced, and you see it in the quarter figures, we have already reduced our staff by 700 people. To the end of the year, there will be 200-300 more, less than today. So by end of the year, our total staff, direct and indirect fixed staff, will be reduced by approximately 20% all overall. So we have a completely new setup so that it would allow to overcome also midterm shortages in sale. And that was important for us. We don't see the future coming. We don't know what is coming up the next weeks, actually. We definitely don't know how the market will develop in 2021. So that's why we said we need to find a cost structure that allows us to be at the bottom of the capacity demands. And if it gets more, we are very, very happy. But if it remains at the low stage, we are prepared for it, and it's no essential problem for us. This was the cost reduction. On the other side, we worked very hard on the market approach. One or the other might have registered that we have completely updated our market approach. We are very much focusing on the combination of plastic technologies to new products. We put the title Polytec Solution Force in the center of our market communication, and we internally developed the organization, which you can read in our annual reports already since several years. We focus more and more to combining all these technologies together, and we are now in the market, as said before, that there is a really high demand for suppliers that are flexible in technologies to provide the best function in the product, which has new functions that were not existing or not necessary before. Aside from the plant shutdowns, we also have new plants. So for sure, on the short term, we focus on cost reduction, but also we have had new plants. We have acquired, it was last year already, but it's now in the figures of this year, the plant in Weierbach by the acquisition of Vaillant, supporting our painted exterior product line. And we are within the startup of our new facility in South Africa, which will ramp up in mid of 2021, the first serial parts. We are already installing the machine capacity and doing prototype parts out of Africa, which is also not the simplest task in Corona times when traveling is restricted, but we are able to manage it. All overall, in a year like 2020, nobody can be satisfied with the financial figures, and we are definitely not satisfied with the financial figures. I think we have done our utmost to adapt our cost to the dropping demand in the short term. Still, we were able to balance this with future perspective. And with this new cost structure, we see that it will allow us at least acceptable EBIT levels in the future, even so the market is not recovering as quickly as we wish it. So if the sales remains at the level as it is, let's say September, October, November, so what we see now, then this will allow us an acceptable EBIT rate. Still, we need to consider that our capital employed all overall is for a higher sales volume. So we cannot get rid of the total capital employed at the moment. So even if we have acceptable EBIT range, the return on capital employed will be a challenge if the sales is not coming. So we keep definitely a strong focus on the one hand on taking over new volumes from existing suppliers that are in financial distress to transfer business, and there are also already customers starting to transfer volumes between the suppliers in our existing facilities. Or if it now starts, I have expected this actually earlier, that some M&A activities already are within 2020, that those are stronger. But due to the legislation in Germany, It obviously is postponed a little bit, but everybody expects some financial distressed companies coming up in the beginning of 21. So we will still focus, as we did in the past, M&A activities. And with this together, we can put some sales on top of what we have booked business on a significantly reduced cost structure without significant investment. So that this is the perspective where we expect that there is a certain possibility to come back to the used return on capital employed levels in the midterm or even in the short term if we are lucky. But still, it's uncertainty and we can only go step by step. We have prepared ourselves and we still focus the opportunities that come up. So that's the picture for me. Now and for the next months, I would say, and I would, based on that, ask Peter to go into the financials.
Thank you, Market, and good afternoon to everybody in the call, also from my side. Few remarks on the financials on the third quarter 2020. Our group consolidated sales revenues fell by 19.3%. to 379.4 million euros. In the passenger cars market area, sales revenues were considerably lower compared to the previous year and fell by 15.2% to 242.1 million euros. In the commercial vehicle market area, sales revenues dropped year to date by 32% to 86.3 million euros. While in the first and second quarter of the current year, truck sales fell markedly, in the third quarter, we witnessed a marginal recovery from 32 million euros to 34.8 million euros. However, this improvement was not supported strongly by the market, but it was supported by 7 million euros of additional sales revenue, which we could generate in the wake of the completion of a larger truck order. Non-automotive sales fell by a total of 11.9% to 51 million euros. And despite the sales revenues from the production of logistical boxes for the food industry, we talked about this also in the latest calls, which were also generated during the month affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. In the first 9 months of 2020, non-automotive products. Group EBITDA amounted to 20.6 million euros. This fall can be traced primarily to the COVID-19 pandemic related weakening of demand. The corresponding EBITDA margin declined by 4.8 percentage points to 5.4%. Moreover, by comparison with the third quarter 2019 only, in Q3 2020, the EBITDA margin fell only by 2.6 percentage points from 9.8% to 7.2%. And this already marks the distinctive improvement quarter on quarter, which we could come up with in the third quarter. This will be more clearer if we talk about our group EBIT in the third quarter of 2020. And in this quarter alone, it amounted to a positive 0.9 million and was thus better than the previous previous quarter. This figure corresponded with an EBIT margin of 0.6% and the year-to-date EBIT totaled minus 6.2 million euro, which equated to an EBIT margin of minus 1.6%. The financial result amounted to minus 2.4 million euros, and the group net profit stood at a minus of 10.4 million euros, which corresponded with the earnings per share for the year-to-date period of minus 0.5 euro. The group's balance sheet total amounted to 585 million euros and, as already Marcus remarked, was slightly down, but not only slightly down, I can say. And if you compare it to the figure of the last year end 2019, it was down by 20.6 million euros. The equity ratio on September 30, 2020 stood at 40.5%, still healthy level, I would say. Net debt amounted at the same time to 157.1 million euros and stayed at the level of the last full year reporting date. It was more than this, a little down, and this is nice that we can report this at this point of time, because as Markus put it already, the crisis we went through in the early year was really tough. Not only the standstill in the month of March, April, but also the re-erection of our plans and getting up with the production was very tough to do. Polytech Group was able to rise cash and cash equivalents by 10.3% to euro 61.3 million at the end of the last quarter. However, 10 days before that date and also 10 days beyond that date, it was like 10 million higher. So we really have chosen the very low point in the if it comes to show you how much cash we have on hand. And this also constitutes what Markus and I regard as a quite solid position. Outlook. In view of the gradual improvement in the last business trend since June 2020, we as a Polytech management team remain cautiously optimistic with regard in the final quarter of this year, and on the basis of the currently communicated call-offs from our clients, we anticipate sales revenues still of around 520 million euros for the full year. Earnings before interest and taxes means EBIT will probably be balanced prior to special effects, which on the one hand include positive results of the sale of our participation in Polytech Industrial Plastics GmbH, which we signed this week, and possible negative impacts stemming in particular potentially from further countermeasures against the COVID-19 pandemic. And furthermore, we also have in our view potential negative effects stemming from Brexit or, I don't know, but some other political and geopolitical events. That's what I like to mention